afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Whenever you're a content creator, whenever you're a podcast host like myself, I've said this before and I'll say it again, you do have favorite guests, favorite episodes, and for me, I'm always looking forward to talking to different people and to learning more about them. And so sometimes it's hard to say, oh, this is my favorite guest. But I can say, here are some good episodes. Here are some people who are really good to talk to, really good to listen to. But on the same regard, when I am getting ready to record with someone or getting ready to talk with someone, I get the feeling of, oh man, this is a guest I'm really looking forward to talking to, and I can't wait to get to know more about, meet them, chat with them. And let me tell you, this week's guest, yet again, did not disappoint. She is someone that I've been looking forward to chatting with, and I'm so glad we finally had the ability to connect. I hope that you enjoy her story and her journey just as much as I did learning about it. And I'm really excited to introduce you all to my new friend of the podcast, Hallie. Hallie, welcome into the Trent Speaks podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here. I've been following you on TikTok for a little while. I know you've been doing rejection therapy. You talk about your photography and among a lot of other things. But I wanted to kind of go even back further than that a little bit. And I was like, where do I start with her? Because there's so many different ways that we could go. But I guess like before all this rejection therapy stuff, and we'll get into that a little bit later, before TikTok, who was Hallie? Who was Hallie before this journey all started?
That's a great question. I'm still trying to figure that out in therapy. But I think growing up, I was really shy. I had undiagnosed ADHD. I never really understood like what I was interested in. I was always just like really scared of everything, just anxious. I was always really creative. I've loved making videos since I can remember. Like I had a camera, I would film myself like eating jars of peanut butter. And then as I got older, I kind of like let that creativity go. And I just was like, okay, I guess now I have to go to college. I went for marine biology. And then like quickly after that, I realized that's not what I was passionate about. So I switched it to cinema and TV production. And that's what kind of led me into doing TikTok and stuff. But I've always just kind of been, feel like just a normal person who's trying to figure out what they're passionate about.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's so funny because I also had, mine was multimedia journalism. So like that TV side of things as well. Cool. And I feel like this is it. Like I just do the podcast for fun. Like it's a hobby, and that's the only way I'm utilizing it. So it's nice that you have TikTok to be able to kind of utilize that as well too.
Definitely. Yeah. Right when COVID hit, like I didn't stop posting TikToks after that. Like I looked back, I was like, this is the perfect platform for me. I can make it quick and whatever I want.
And I know that you, so like I had mentioned, you do this thing called rejection therapy. When I was putting together my list of questions, I was like, we could go so many different routes because probably not a lot of people know about this. But how about this? What about we start by, would you describe the concept of rejection therapy and how it all came about for you?
Yeah. So rejection therapy is a form of exposure therapy where I have a fear of being rejected, like people telling me no, people excluding me or just pushing me away because of something. I'm scared to ask questions or put myself in any uncomfortable situation. So through rejection therapy, you're supposed to intentionally put yourself in these situations where you get told no. And the goal is to desensitize yourself from that rejection. So over the course of 100 days, I'm trying to ask questions that could get me a no, but do sometimes get me a yes. And it's just supposed to make the whole process easier. And I came across this It was actually on TikTok. First, I saw a girl laying in the streets and she was just like laying on a yoga mat and people were walking by and someone like went up to her and they were like, what are you doing? And she's like, rejection therapy. I read about it in a book. And I like Googled it. I was like, what is rejection therapy? And it came up with the 100-day challenge. And I read the first one and it was ask a stranger to borrow $100. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm way too anxious to ever do something like that. So I looked for like alternate ideas and everything else was just so scary. So I was like, never mind, I'm not going to do this. And then about a week passes and I see someone post a TED talk about rejection therapy. And so I'm like, this again, I guess I'll watch it. So I watched the TED talk and Zhao Zheng was like just really inspirational and he struggled with a lot of the same things that I was struggling with. And to see him overcome that was really inspiring to me. So I don't know, something in me was just like, I have to do this or I'm never going to be able to do anything I actually want to in life because it's all going to involve me putting myself in vulnerable and uncomfortable situations to get what I want. So then I just decided to do it. I like committed myself by posting on TikTok. I didn't really expect people to follow along. I just wanted to hold myself accountable. And that's how we got here.
Yeah. And I think I maybe saw yours maybe around the 30-day mark is somewhere in the 30-day mark. It showed up on my For You page. And I remember sitting there for an hour or two that night, just scrolling through all of them and watching all from the beginning and everything, because I think it is something that's very relatable. And even hearing you just start to talk about it from the beginning, it is something I'm like, oh yeah, like that's me too. Like that fear of rejection. And like, it's hard for me. Like I also am a very anxious person. Sometimes it's hard to push through that. Have you found from people reaching out to you or just from talking with others, have you found, oh yeah, there are a lot of other people who feel this way too. And this has kind of become an inspiration for them of, hey, if Hallie can do it, I can too.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I really thought that I was the only one struggling with all these things, but then to see all the comments of people saying they go through the same exact things and how much this has even just like pushed them to go like, I don't know, ask for someone's number or just do everyday little things that they would never do. I'm like, wow, I'm not alone in anything that I fear or that I worry about. And it's comforting for me. And I think the people watching me.
And you had mentioned that you started to document it as like an accountability for yourself. I saw on your website that you had started to blog a little bit. And then did you transition into filming them or how did that transition piece? Because it looked like maybe you only blogged the first couple and you're like, yeah, it's too much.
Yeah. So I was planning on doing it every day that I filmed. I was going to put it on my blog and write the experience as well in case people wanted to read it. But then as I started doing them, I was like, this is a lot. I'm also trying to balance school and a job and everything. So that kind of fell off. I plan on reorganizing that page into my favorite rejections. And I think like the most impactful ones that people should watch. So that will definitely be on the to-do list.
And I think I know the answer here just based on some of the ones that I've seen, but how does it work for you? I know that you said you're typically looking at a list, but do you also draw inspiration from elsewhere of like, oh, this is something I usually struggle with and I should probably try and face it today?
Yeah. So at first I was following the list exactly. And I think I probably fell off the list around, I don't know, maybe it was like day 30 or 30, something like that. I just started thinking of stuff out in public and I'm like, wait, I kind of want to ask if I can do that. Or I've always been scared of this. Maybe this is the perfect excuse to try it. So then I decided to start altering them to be things that I'm actually afraid of because pretty quickly, like around day 20, they started feeling not as intimidating as they were before, like especially the customer service ones. I'm like, okay, I can do that now. So maybe I should push myself to things that feel like very personal to me, which a lot of those involve my camera and the things I'm passionate about. So I think that's been really helpful to make them personal.
Yeah. And I actually just watched this one again today, but it seems like sometimes you go in with a plan and then you're like, F it. Like, I'm just gonna, I have something else in mind. I was thinking about the Mattress Firm one. You had said, you know, I'm gonna ask if I can lay in a mattress and everything. And then you're like, actually, now that I'm here, I think I'm gonna see if I can jump on them like an elf. Do you find yourself doing that a lot or do you kind of try to stick with what you go in?
So usually I start with like a general idea and then depending on how I feel right when I get there, then I tweak it a little bit. Like I don't know. I bounce around with a bunch of different ideas. It's just kind of whatever falls in line that day or what I'm around. I just take inspiration from things out in public. And that's honestly helped a lot too. Like just knowing that I can ask for different things now, I feel inspired by more stuff. So I can think of like random rejections.
And you alluded to this a little bit, which actually ties into my next question about, you know, maybe I'll go back and look at it, right, about my favorite rejections or some things that really stood out to me. Right now, are there any that kind of stand out to you, like particularly?
Well, the Mattress Firm one, of course, is my big one. That's the one that really started a lot of things for me and like got a lot more people to follow my journey. So that one's always going to be memorable. But next to that is probably when I asked a stranger if I could have a photo shoot with them. I went to like my local grocery store and asked the security guard there if I could take pictures with him. And it ended up like being a 3-part series where I took the pictures of him. He ended up being a photographer. We talked for like an hour. He was giving me all this life advice about like the photography business. I brought him back a mug that had the pictures on it because that was part of the advice he was giving me. He was saying to print stuff on like souvenirs. So I gave him the mug and then we talked more after that. And he's just been like a really great friend to me. So rejection therapy has also showed me that strangers can be really nice and I've made like connections I never expected.
Yeah, he was really great to talk to for sure. Okay, so I just turned this clock on earlier and I didn't know that I turned the alarm on. I actually have no idea how that happened. So that's fun stuff. Way to go, Trent. First do that during your podcast.
I would do that too.
It was really interesting to hear some of the stuff he was saying to you and everything in that series. And it sounded like a very impactful moment, not just for you, but for him as well.
Yeah, he was like really touched that other people found him so inspiring. And I think it was just like a very wholesome moment for both of us.
Is there anything that you've kind of surprised yourself by that you're like, well, I'm not sure if like this is going to be the best one to do, or if you're like, I don't know, if anything's kind of come up along the way that you're like, wow, I didn't really expect that. And that was actually really cool. And I'm glad that I did this.
Yeah, so many times that happens. Like sometimes I'll go into it and I'm pretty hard on myself and I'll be like, this is a boring rejection. Like nobody wants to see this. This isn't as good as whatever, a Mattress Firm video. But then I'll end up like talking to a stranger. Like one of the examples is I went into a Walgreens and I was just going to ask to like sample or test the makeup. But I ended up talking to the employee and she started giving me like all this advice and she just became like a good friend. So I think I just make connections and have good conversations that are more entertaining and like more rewarding than I thought they ever could be.
And how do you keep yourself motivated? I know that you said you kind of started posting for like an accountability piece, but I feel like it could be so easy as well to still want to fall off. How do you continue to stay motivated throughout the process?
I think I knew from the beginning, like I was definitely going to finish the 100 days no matter what. I'm just, like I said, I'm hard on myself and I won't let myself stop something once I start. But that doesn't mean that I don't struggle with motivation because I definitely have. I was posting every day consistently and now like life has just gotten so busy that now I try to hit at least like every other day. So it's definitely slowed down, but I just have to, even like going back and watching my videos, sometimes it reminds me like how much I'm actually gaining from this. And just to be able to see my growth from the first video to now is enough to make me want to keep going and like learning more along the journey.
That's wow. You are just on track, or I was on track with questions, I guess, because that segues perfectly. I was going to ask, how have you seen yourself grow and change throughout the process?
Wow, that was perfect. So I think around like day 50, I made myself go back and watch all of my videos because I hadn't watched them back. I don't know. Sometimes it scares me. I'm like, I don't know what I was like in that video, but I think I've noticed a lot of stuff I was projecting. Like I was scared of things because I was like, oh no, I'm going to go in there and they're going to think this of me, or they're going to say this, they're going to be mad. I don't know. I just had a lot of assumptions about how people would react to my questions because of my anxiety and my fear of rejection. And once I learned that none of that is true and no one has been mean to me throughout like really any of these rejections, I think it's helped me become more confident in asking for stuff and just like putting myself in those situations. Like I notice I don't have as many of those anxious thoughts. Like sometimes I'll expect something to go a certain way, but I'm not as negatively projecting onto other people.
Yeah. And I'm just curious to hear what you feel about the vulnerability piece, because sometimes you really are putting yourself in such a vulnerable situation, not just the rejection therapy that you chose for that day, but also then on the flip side, showcasing that to however many people are watching on TikTok. How have you overcome that vulnerability piece?
That was another huge thing, because in the past, I've definitely gotten like hate comments for videos, and I had a whole little TikTok drama episode like a year ago. And that really scared me about how people would perceive anything that I put out online. But something that surprised me is I haven't gotten like any negative comments about rejection therapy. And I think it's because rejection therapy in itself is so vulnerable and people relate to it and they have those same like insecurities and anxieties. So I think it's easier for people to empathize and just, I don't know. I've lost where I was going with that train of thought actually, but yeah, people have just been a lot nicer than I expected. And that's helped me gain confidence in posting now that I know like people aren't going to criticize me. Like even in the videos, I'll be criticizing myself. And then people in the comments are like, you should try to like be nicer about that. Like you did a good job. And I was like, oh, thank you. You're right. Like it wasn't that bad. I'm over criticizing myself.
Yeah. And what I really love is that it's not just rejection therapy stuff on your TikTok. It's you talking about mental health. It's talking about spending time alone and feeling comfortable. You've talked about your depression room that you have. Why do you choose to show this side of your life? Or do you really just want to put yourself out there and try to show people like, hey, like you can really be who you are. It's not just a front, like this is who I am and this is what you're getting.
Oh, well, first, thank you for saying that. I'm glad it comes across that way because mental health is something that's just really important to me. I think growing up, I struggled with so many things that I didn't even know were actual problems. And so now that I've learned so much and I've learned ways that I can cope, I think I want to do anything I can to help other people like understand that they're not alone and there are ways that you can help deal with that. Because even just seeing other people on social media like be vulnerable and post things that they actually struggle with rather than like these like picture perfect lifestyles, which I definitely love like aesthetic videos and everything, but I just know that's not who I am. Like I consider myself very chaotic and always just trying to find a balance. So I try to show that as much as possible on TikTok if it can just help one person.
Well, and as of the recording of this podcast that we're currently doing, you're in day 78, 79 of rejection therapy currently. So in about 3 weeks or so, after you hit 100, what's next?
Yeah. So I've definitely been thinking about that. I think I'm going to continue to do rejections, just not as like a challenge. So instead I'm going to like pick specific experiences or maybe things that I was already going to do and see which ways I can push myself, because TikTok has definitely been a way for me to hold myself accountable and keep like experiencing those things. And I honestly think if I like wasn't posting videos, I might not be as willing to do those things anymore. So I want to carry it on in a different format. And I also have an upcoming project, including some of the people that I've met along the way. I want to do things with basically strangers, because I've realized that you can make so many connections just by asking for things and talking to people. So I definitely want to make this like a community-based thing. So just stay tuned for all of that, because that is all still in the works.
Have you gotten what you wanted to out of this journey?
Yes, definitely. I didn't really have any expectations. You know, I've been on TikTok for, I guess, like 3 years now, just kind of making videos, not really knowing what direction I'm going in. Like I would try to follow the trends. I would try to, I guess, follow other people's aesthetics, and nothing ever really clicked for me. So finally I found my niche in like mental health and wellness and just those type of videos. And that in itself has made it feel like a positive and rewarding experience on top of like gaining confidence and being able to do all these things that I never expected. So without having like clear goals of what I wanted out of this, I've already gotten plenty.
Allie, before I dive into my what I dubbed the Trent Speaks questions, how can people find you? How can people support you?
So they can follow me on TikTok, Hallie Buttafuso, same on Instagram, and honestly, same on YouTube. I have like 3 YouTube videos that I need to edit. That needs to be a rejection challenge in itself, because I've been saying I'm going to upload there for like ever since I was 12 and I just haven't. So I'm hoping to make like long form content. So you can just follow me everywhere, basically, at Hallie Buttafuso.
Awesome. All right, Hallie, I've got 3 Trent Speaks questions and then something fun for us at the end. So maybe this is something that you've talked about a little bit already, but what is it that you've learned about yourself along the way? And it doesn't necessarily have to be just with rejection therapy, but just in life, what have you learned about yourself?
I've learned that I'm very optimistic and creative. And I think because I was always so hard on myself, I didn't notice like some of those positive qualities I had and the ability to maybe like put these stories together or connect with people in that way. So I think it's just made me appreciate like the positive things about myself.
This next question is my favorite question, but I think it's my guest's least favorite question, because we get deep here. Okay. What is the most impactful moment or event that has shaped who you are today?
Oh, that's a very good one. Oh, geez. I feel like there's so
I'm telling you, yeah, we get deep.
I feel like maybe switching paths in college and actually like starting to pursue the things that I'm passionate about rather than following what I thought society wanted from me. And it's just been really hard for me to put the things that I want first. So I feel like ever since I've made that one decision to start like pursuing those type of things, my life has changed. And that's been really impactful for me, because I wouldn't be doing rejection therapy or probably making TikToks or anything if it wasn't for that.
I have one more question, maybe 2. What do you want, whether it's something you've talked about today or maybe it's something you haven't talked about, but what do you want people to take away from this podcast when they listen?
I want people to know that if I can do it, they can do it. And I mean, I had such bad anxiety in the beginning. Like, you can watch my videos and see how high my heart rate was. Like, I was shaking, I was anxious. And it's really in your head. Like, you assume the worst in every situation. And it's not until you start putting yourself in those situations and gaining those experiences that you'll become more confident and know that you are capable of it all along. So I just really encourage people to just do one thing. Like, it doesn't have to be a huge task. Like, go ask a stranger a question, ask for a high five or something. Like, you are capable of so much more than you think. It's just your anxiety.
Hallie, that's awesome, because I was going to ask what you would say to someone, and that answers it perfectly. So listen, I'm really glad that you were able to join us and to talk about rejection therapy and teach us more about it. It was nice to hear a little insight into kind of your journey and everything. And so hopefully someone else is impacted by that, or they can go watch your videos as well and always reach out to you to let you know what their thoughts are and everything. I was even thinking before we hopped on our call about a few people who I was like, I don't even know what she's going to say, but I know a few people who will probably really enjoy what she has to say. So I'm definitely going to share that along with them as well.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I really hope this helps anyone who listens. And thank you for the questions. Those were great questions, and I'm glad we covered so much.
Yeah. My favorite part is letting each guest do their own sign off to make the podcast their own. So I will pass it over to you to let you sign us off the podcast.
Okay. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Okay. Leave this podcast with, hold on. I feel like it needs to be good.
You got okay. This. Yeah, it's going to be good. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Change what if they say no to what if they say yes. Go out there and do something you're afraid of. It's never as bad as it seems in your head.
If you liked what you heard, please subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Feel free to like and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and I'm dabbling in TikTok. Follow me at Trent Speaks. And you can hear a new guest here every Monday. If you'd like to share your story, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.